Zogdal Terebbe. Hainu, this is Mipnei Shetalmud Teire Bediburu Machshava. Because study of Teire employs speech and thought. Shehem Levushim HaPnimim Shel Nefesh HaChiyunis, which constitute the inner garments of the vital soul, unlike action, which is external. So it's through Torah that you suffuse the inner garments of the biological soul with the light of godliness. In mitzvahs connected to action, in mitzvahs that are connected to action, the physical motor, the physical power of the vital soul is transformed. Torah, however, suffuses the more internal personality of the vital soul, the more internal garments of the vital soul, its thought and speech with godliness. V'gam, furthermore, Mahuson Vatsmuson shall pchines chabad meklipas negosha benefesh achiyunis, the very substance and essence of the intellectual faculties of Chachma Bina and Das of Klipas Nega and the vital soul, Nichlolis Bigdusha Mamish Kesha Isik Betaira Biyun Vesechol, are actually absorbed into holiness when one studies Torah with concentration and intelligence. What is the Alter Rebbe saying here? When one studies Torah, and to study Torah you employ the Chabad, the faculties of the mind, of the biological soul, so your animalistic soul's mind understood Torah. So the Alter Rebbe says the essence of the faculty of the animal soul has now been absorbed into holiness. And as he right away asks the question, Va'av shemuhuson v'atzmuson shel hamidos chagaschuli, lo yachlu lema beinanim lahavchem l'kedusha, although the substance and essence of the midos, of the emotions, chesed, gvur, tiferes, and so forth, the beinanim, are incapable of mastering them and transforming them into holiness. What is he saying? We all know what Alter Rebbe explained at length in Tanya 12, chapter 12, 1335, that a Beinoni only masters the garments of his animal soul, not its essence. The Beinoni can remain stuck his entire life with the attractions, the instincts, and the ugly cravings of his animal soul. He never transforms its inner personality. He transforms its expressions, its garments. The thought, speech, and action of the Beinoni are totally in sync with the nature of his transcendental soul. But the essence of his animal soul remains active and vibrant in its form, in its model, and is not changed or transformed. Maybe elevated a little bit, but it's not changed. When it comes, however, to the Chabad of the Nefesh HaBahamas, this is different. When I understand Torah and my mind comprehended it, my animal soul's mind actually comprehended the Torah. It became absorbed into holiness, its essence, its substance, the mind itself. The chesed, gvur, tiferes of the Beinoni of the animal soul never becomes divine. It may be subdued, it may be silent, it may be mastered over, but it never becomes divine. The garments become. In Torah, however, you affect a deeper level of the animal soul. Not just in its garments do you affect its garments of thought and speech, but furthermore, you probe even deeper and you affect its essential personality. Not just its garments and facilitators and instruments of expression, but its power of awareness and understanding. That becomes godly. That is permeated and penetrated with the wisdom of Hashem, which is Torah. So how is that possible? With the midos, we say the beinanim cannot affect, but the moichin ya zogdal terebe haynu mishum shahara chazak eser b'midos mebechabat mepnei nikasan shamei akdusha yesek yadu aliyodichei. This is because the negativity is stronger in the emotions than in Chabad, than in the intellectual faculties, since they, the emotions, draw more vitality from holiness than the Chabad. As is known, L'yoidei Chein, to the students of Kabbalah, to those who are familiar with Chachma Nistara, with concealed wisdom. In Kabbalah, it's explained that the emotions receive more nurture from holiness than one's intellect. And therefore, the emotions of the animal soul have more power and strength than the intellect of the animal soul. The reason for this is because the shattering of the vessels in the godly world of chaos that produced the opaqueness of our world, the klipa, primarily affected the divine emotions of the world of chaos and not so much the divine intellect of the world of chaos. So therefore, even the Beinoni who serves Hashem throughout his whole life cannot be victorious over the emotions of his animal soul. It just has a certain intensity and power that you cannot change. He cannot get rid of his moods and his emotional modes that schlep him towards an animalistic direction. But Meichen, your intellect, your Chabad, when you learn Torah, his intellect is transformed. It becomes Torahdik. So what is the Alter Rebbe saying? That because of the purpose of Dira B'Tachtonim, in that Torah has a virtue that no other mitzvahs have. In making the biological soul a home for Hashem, there's a unique element existing in Torah, because it's only Torah through which you suffuse divinity in the inner garments of the animal soul, and furthermore in its essence and substance as far as its intellect is concerned. You're asking a question. The transformation occurs when you're learning. The Alter Rebbe says it himself. When you're learning. And why can you say that about the emotions as well? Okay, that's a good question. In Tanya chapter 12 and 13, the Alter Rebbe said that a Beinoni can experience profound love towards Hashem. And then he's not interested in anything that the animal soul has to offer. But when the Beinoni is experiencing that love, are you going to say that the whole faculty of love in the Beinoni's life is right now, in the present moment, directed towards spirituality and godliness? Are you going to say that? The Alter Rebbe said you can say that. Because on a deeper subconscious level, he is still the same Baal Taiva. He still experiences all those other cravings. He has an animal soul that's love has not been changed. It's maybe sleeping. It's maybe silent. It's maybe overwhelmed by another energy. But you cannot say that that piece of love now recharacterizes his entire personality even at the moment. But when he understands a piece of Gemara, when he understands an idea of Torah, are you going to say, no, there's really a part in his intellect that's totally resisting it? At this moment, his mind absolutely understood it and it occupied the whole faculty of awareness and understanding. It's a good question. We'll come to it in a second. He addresses it in a different form. Yeah? Zeis ve'edacheres. Aside from this, there is another element to Torah. V'hi ha'ol al kolon. And this element of Torah transcends everything else. B'maylas esek talmud Torah al kol ha'mitzvahs. In understanding the superiority of Torah study of all other mitzvahs. P. Mashakas of Leil B'Shema Tikkunim, based on the statement quoted above, chapter 23 from Tikkuni Zayah, the Ramach Pikudnei Ramach Ivarim the Malka, that the 248 positive commandments are the 248 limbs of the King of Hashem, as explained, just like every limb is a receptacle, a channel, a conduit for a specific element of the soul, so every mitzvah constitutes a channel through which a certain divine energy is expressed. Zogdal terebo kamoi badam atacht and derech mashal. Just as, for example, in the case of a human being. Ein areich v'dimyin klal, bein hachayis shebedem achei varav, legabe hachayis shebemeichin, shehu haseichol hamischalik legimul p'chines chabad. The vitality in his 248 organs bears no comparison or similarity whatsoever to the vitality in his brain. What is the vitality in his brain? The mind, which is divided into the three faculties of Chachma, Bina, and Das. So, Kacha Mamish Derech Mashal. So too, by way of analogy. Lahavdil Berevavis Havdalis La'ein Ketz. Obviously distant, however, by myriads of degrees. Ba'aras Eirin Sav Baruch Hu Amislapshreis B'mitzvahs Maisiyas. With regard to the illumination of the Ein Sof energy clothed in mitzvahs of action. Compared to the illumination of the Ein Sof energy clothed in the Chabad faculties of one immersed in the wisdom of Torah, each man, each human being, according to his intellect and his particular grasp of Torah. What is the Alter Rebbe saying? The vitality of the soul exists in all the organs, whether it's the abdomen, the eyebrows, the arms, the legs, the pinky, and so forth. But you cannot compare this energy to the energy of the soul existing in the brain, in the head. There you have the brain, there you have the mind, which is the source of the soul's energy, which is the source of the vitality of the whole body. That is the central nervous system. It's the seat of the soul. In fact, one can err, as so many people do today, and believe that there's no soul outside of the mind, outside of the brain, because they're so interconnected that they seem synonymous. The brain and the mind, that is the soul. It's not just an expression, a manifestation, a communication of the soul. That is the soul. The mind is the seat and the source of the soul, the central nervous system. So the Alter Rebbe says, we call mitzvahs a varon de malka, organs of the king. Organs. Torah, we say, concerning Torah, we say, reisav ekutcha bricha kol echad. The relationship of mitzvahs to Hashem is the relationship of an organ to a soul. The relationship of Torah to Hashem is the relationship of the mind to the soul. So the revelation of godliness in mitzvahs cannot be compared to the revelation of godliness in Torah. You are present in your mind in totally a different way than how the you is present in your leg. So this is a new point Alter Rebbe is saying about Torah, that every person, according to their understanding of Torah, the godliness present in Torah is much greater than the godliness present in a mitzvah. So the Alter Rebbe concludes, "V'av she'ne masigala begashmi is, although one grasps Torah only in physical terms, hare atayda nimshal olamayim sheyerdim emakim gavaya chuli kameshikasav leil, yet the Torah has been compared to water descending from a high place to a low place." So what is the Alter Rebbe saying? You're telling me that Torah is the intimate wisdom of Hashem, who's infinite, who's undefined, he's totally present there, and so forth. But we are understanding Torah in very physical and limited concrete terms and concepts that relates to our limited minds. So the Alter Rebbe says what we already explained in chapter 4, that Torah is compared in Tainus and Baba Kama to water. Water descends from a high place to a low place, and the same is true about Torah. And the depth in this metaphor is that it's the same water that comes down from the higher location to the lower location. Which means that the Torah in the higher location is absolutely infinite and unfathomable to the human mind. It's absolutely godly and therefore infinite. The Torah coming down means that Hashem defined His infinite wisdom in terms and concepts that relate to the human mind that we can relate to. In fact, most of Torah deals with physical, concrete issues. So we say that what changed in Torah is only its space, its position. But it's the same water. The very infinity of Hashem's intimate wisdom, He compressed within the form of Torah that we experience and we can relate to in our physical minds. This is the paradox of Torah. On one hand, everyone can understand Torah. Based on your level of intellect, every person can understand parts of Torah. On the other hand, you could learn something you understood, learn the same piece of Gemara hundreds of times, and not begin to scratch the surface of its depth. Because what Torah is essentially is a paradox. Hashem is in His infinity, compressed His infinity within finite terms. So even the finite elements that you're understanding are infinite in nature. So therefore the Alter Rebbe is saying that the Torah that we learn, that I understand with my limited mind, that Torah constitutes the very intimate wisdom of Hashem that's one with Him, and one with Him not just like an organ is one with Him, like a mitzvah is one with Him. One with Him in a much deeper way, like the relationship of the mind and the soul. And therefore the godliness that's present in Torah cannot be compared to the godliness that's present in mitzvahs. Nevertheless, our sages have said in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, the essential thing is not study, but deed. In the end of Parshas Vaschana, this day during our lifetime in this world, the important thing is to do them. The pasuk says of Shmarta Samitzvah Sachukim Vesamishpatim Asher Noichim Itzav Chayim Lasaisam. And halacha rules that one must interrupt Torah study to perform a mitzvah of action when it cannot be fulfilled by others. Which is the well-known Gemara in Mayit Katan Daf Tes Amid Beis, the famous contradiction between the two pesukim in Mishlei. One pasuk in Perek Gimel says, Yikara hi mipninim, kol chafot sechela yishvuba. Torah is more precious than pearls. All your desires cannot compare to it. So the Gemara says, all your desires cannot compare to it, but cheftze shamayim, the desires of heaven, they do compare to Torah, which means you have to put aside Torah study for a desire of heaven, which is a mitzvah. Another pasuk in Mishlei Lamed says, "Ki toiv chachma mepninim v'chal chafeitzim lo yishvu ba." Torah is more precious than jewels, and all desires cannot compare to it. All desires, not just chafatzecha, all desires, even cheftze shemayim, which means even mitzvahs cannot compare to it. And you don't have to put aside a mitzvah. You don't have to put aside Torah study for a mitzvah. It transcends everything. So the Gemara answers two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah that can be performed through others. That mitzvah does not override the significance of Torah study. Kol chfeitzim leyishuv, you have to continue learning. But then there's a mitzvah that cannot be performed through others. It will not be performed if you don't do it. And therefore, in that case, kol chafatzecha leyishuv, but cheftze shemayim is yes yishuv, and you have to put aside your Torah study to perform the mitzvah. Tosfos brings it that even if Shimon ben Yochai holds, if someone who learns Torah all day is not obligated to daven, but he stopped. He interrupted his learning to do make a sukkah and to shake the lulav and so on and so forth. This is a mitzvah that would not be performed. So the question is why? In Torah the connection is so much more intimate, is so much more powerful. Why a Yid learning Torah should interrupt his Torah study to do a mitzvah? Why? The intimate connection with Hashem is so much deeper, the Alter Rebbe said. So the answer is, Mishum Kizeh Kol Adam, because this constitutes man's entire purpose, V'tachlus B'riyasa V'yiridasa L'olam Hazah, and the purpose for which he was created and for which his soul descended to this world, Liyis Layis Barich Diri B'tachteinim Dafka, so that Hashem may have an abode precisely in the lowest realms, Lehapchich HaSheich L'Nehera, to turn the darkness of this world into light, v'yimalich v'ed Hashem es kol haaretz hagashmi dafka, so that Hashem's luminescence should particularly fill the entire physical world, v'ro kol basar yachtav kanal, and all flesh will behold godliness together, as was discussed above in chapter 36. And this purpose is implemented primarily through mitzvahs maisiyas, through which you affect the physicality of the world, through which you affect your physical body, and through which you engage your physical motor to do the mitzvah. Masha'ein kinkasha'ef shalasai saideh achedim. On the other hand, if the mitzvah can be performed by others, ein mevatlun talmud Torah, one does not interrupt Torah study. Afshe kol ha-Torah ein ela pirush ha-mitzvahs maisis. Even though the whole Torah is, after all, only an explanation of the mitzvahs. So imagine you come to a doctor and you say, here is an ill man who needs to be cured, go cure him. The doctor says, I have something much more important to do. I have to read now the text of the medical books that is much more important. So you say, you chachem, the whole text has one, what are you learning about? How to do it. So when a Jew could learn Masechta Sukkah, and when a Jew can go build a sukkah, Masechta Sukkah, learning how to build a sukkah according to Hashem's will. So we say, if the mitzvah can be done to others, don't stop, continue learning. You're not supposed to stop. So the answer is, because Torah is not just like a medical text that its sole purpose is to tell you how to do something. Because the Torah is the Chabad, the Chachma bin Adas, the wisdom of Hashem. When you engage in Torah, Mam Shechalav Eidin Sav Baruch Hu. Yes, se'ez v'ha'ara g'dayla le'ein katz, me'ha'ara v'amshal chai de pikudin she'nei varim de malka. So when one engages in Torah, he draws upon himself an infinitely greater illumination of divine energy than the illumination and divine manifestation that one draws upon a soul through mitzvahs, which are merely organs of the king. So what is the Alter Rebbe saying? The natural place for a Yid to be is where? In Torah. Why? Because there he merges and becomes one with Hashem in an unbelievable way like nowhere else. A mitzvah is an organ of the king. Torah is the real thing. So where's the natural place of a Yid? Where does a soul have to be? In Torah. So if the mitzvah can be done, you go to Torah. Torah is the place to be. In Torah, you melt away and you absolutely absorb the cosmic oneness, the Ein Oid Mulvaday. Existing in Torah does not exist in mitzvahs. But where is the mission of a Yid? The natural place of a Yid is Torah. But what's the mission of a Yid? What's the purpose of your soul? To transform the world. Ha'aretz HaGashm is the physicality of the world has to become a channel for godliness. And that's primarily through mitzvahs. So if the mitzvah is not going to be performed, you have to go do the mitzvah because that constitutes the mission, the purpose, the raison d'etre. Hayayim la'asaysa. What is it going to help me? You say you're connecting with the essence, but your purpose has not been fulfilled. But if the purpose is going to be fulfilled and it's not going to be missing, it's not going to be lacking, the mitzvah will be fulfilled. That part of the world will be revolutionized, as discussed above what a mitzvah is. So you go to Torah. What are you better than somebody else? So you're asking a practical question that someone asked Reb Moshe Feinstein, in Igros Moshe. If you have a group of 10 people who are learning Torah, and a mitzvah has to be performed. So he writes, no one is better than anybody else. and you're all obligated to do the mitzvah. Another idea. Someone asked him, and he responded to this question as well. If I'm learning Torah, and you can do the mitzvah, but I know you're not going to do the mitzvah, so then I have to go do the mitzvah. Mitzvah she'ef she'lasas ayde acherim means it's going to be done, not theoretically it can be done. And according to this Tanya, we understand this crystal clear. So this is what the Alter Rebbe is saying. So here we discuss two elements of Torah. And if you realize in his meticulousness, the two dots, which always denote a beginning of a new idea, he placed not before the words Umasha Amru Azal Shatalma Torah Keneged Kulam, where he shifted from mitzvahs to Torah. But he put it before the words Zayz Va'ayda Cheres. Till Zayz Va'ayda Cheres, he explained the virtue of Torah as having a superiority over the mitzvahs in the tachtoinim piece, because you infuse the biological soul in a deeper way. In the tachtoinim piece, it has a virtue over mitzvahs, in permeating the world. True. Ultimately, here he says, it's not as significant as mitzvahs, because ultimately tachtoinim means affecting the bruteness of the world. The superiority of Torah is that it affects the biological soul in a deeper way, in a more qualitative way. But the real element of Dirya B'tachtoinim is to take that which is totally opaque and which is contentless and expressionless and to transform it. And Torah does not affect the bruteness, the crudeness of the physicality of the world. That's primarily done through mitzvahs. After the two dots, the Alter Rebbe explores a new element of Torah. Its uniqueness is not because it permeates the world in a deeper way. On the contrary, the explosion of godliness expressed through Torah is much more powerful than mitzvahs. And therefore, when it's important to fulfill the mission, mitzvahs are superior. But when the mission has been fulfilled, Torah is the way to go. Torah is the place to go to. And therefore, both elements are extremely crucial to fulfilling the ultimate purpose of making the world a Dirya B'tachtoinim. The Tachtoinim piece is achieved primarily through mitzvahs. But the Dirya piece, making it a home for him, a home where he's present without any concealments, that's primarily achieved through Torah. So the holy Reb Levi Yitzchak of Bardichev, one Mitzvah Yom Kippur, came home from Shul to the home of his host. That year Yom Kippur he spent in the city of Lviv, known today as Lemberg. He came home after obviously a full fast day, but he refused to take anything into his mouth. They waited an hour, another hour, and the host kept on begging him and requesting him to eat something. But he refused. He asked him, Rebbe, why aren't you eating? The Rebbe said, I'm not feeling so good. They offered him some drinks, but he would not drink anything. So finally, one of the members of the household said, Rebbe, to feel better, what do you want? So Rebbe Levi Yitzchak said, bring me a Masechta Sukkah. They brought him a Masechta Sukkah, and suddenly his face began beaconing. He says, 26 hours have passed that I didn't learn Gemara. And he opened up a Masechta Sukkah, and he learned it throughout the night. He learned through Masechta Sukkah. So Alter Rebbe is saying the natural place of the soul, that's Torah. The godliness that's present there cannot be compared with anything else. But the mission of the universe, the mission of existence, why you were created and why you came down to the world, for that you need mitzvahs. You have to go out there and deal with the physicality of the universe, which is ultimately, obviously, Hashem's will and constitutes the ultimate will of Hashem.
Now it sounds like you're flipping it. You're saying that A Torah study has more bitulah, more unity, divinity, and mitzvahs.
You're saying, we said that the Shekhinah has to be present only where there is no I.
Right.
Mitzvahs are Hashem's will, and Torah is Hashem's wisdom.
Okay.
In that sense, Torah and mitzvahs are identical.
Okay.
Torah is Hashem's wisdom. Lamed hey.
As if you wouldn't talk about Torah, so fine, you're talking about the Milo of Torah here as a mitzvah, but it's not. He's focusing on the fact that the Milo of the mitzvah over the Torah.
Yeah. It's just here he writes that when you learn Torah, your nefesh alikis with its two internal levushim are nichlal. But in order to be at mamshach on your guf and your nefesh abahamas, you need mitzvahs. Here, he's talking about the contrast between machshava and dibur and guf, the physicality. But it's obvious that Torah affects the machshava and dibur of the nefesh abahamas, but only the machshava and dibur of the nefesh abahamas, not the keich hamais of the nefesh abahamas. You mean then? I mean, you could feel it in Hergish. In Hergish, you could feel it. But not, you're not mapach it for later. Obviously, you can understand something hipchateira afterwards. He's not saying later. Kshaisik b'teira be'im v'seichel. Which element of the seichel is involved? Your whole seichel. He doesn't mean mahapach for eternity. He uses the word mahapach. The point is muhusan vats. He doesn't say mahapach. Why do you say mahapach? I said mahapach. That was a mistake. Nechlala is bigdusha.
Because he says it later.
In the contrast. Nechlala to shemein. In the contrast, he says lahafcha. Nechlala is.
I was responding to that last statement.
Lahafcha.
Which means that the bay.
The klal lava teshemein, that by the day are mahapach. But he doesn't say hipach. It's not the point.
But it's not the point, really.
The point is
nech. Yeah.
You're right. Nechlal is bigdusha mamash. But what's nechlal bigdusha mamash? The muhuz va'atzmos of chabad, of klipas naiga. Versus in mitzvahs, you engage.
The same thing happens by mitzvahs the way he just said.
No, because by mitzvahs you only engage the levush of the klipas naiga, not the muhuz of the klipas naiga.
But he says
your
it.
Ava is not nechlal bigdusha mamash.
It.
So mitzvahs chagas lo yachlal em abeninim.
No.
Teferes natzachay yisayd machos. La yachlu lehem abeninim. No, the other middos. You're not mahapach. How you do a mitzvah? Your koyach hamaisa of the nefesh bahamas is doing the mitzvah. The motor, but not its inner personality.
You know, I thought that
not the middos, but the chabad is nichlal b'kedusha. The Chachma Bina Das of the Nefesh HaBahamas is now Nichol B'Kedusha, right? Okay. In mitzvahs, it's only Levusha.
Then you said something.
Okay, that's the whole Vart of Chiddush of Tanya. That a Beinin, he only has control over the Levusha, not over his Keiches. Mashenken and Teda, he affects the Keiches. Yeah, it's the first time he says it. The first time he says it. Oh, he doesn't use the word Meklan Lava Deshemein, Lahafcham. Frekstu, it's not Lahafcham. Well, it's Halei Davarhu that when he talks about the positive element, he just uses the words Nechlol is B'Kedusha Mamash. He doesn't say Nehel Pach is L'Kedusha. There's this hapcha and there's this hapcha. There's this hapcha perhaps for 10 minutes or for an hour, and there's this hapcha for eternity.
That's not even the point. It like doesn't.
The point is, muhus is affected. The muhus. No, but now is a kasha. Now is a kasha. The whole premise of Tanya is that a beinoni can't deal with the etzem personality. He has to ignore that. So suddenly here we're being mechadish that the etzem personality of the nefesh bahamas becomes gedusha.
Where we say that?
Nichlol is begedusha mamash.
Shas ma'isa.
Kshaisik b'teira b'yim v'seichel.
Right, didn't he say that?
We never...
He said that the way these are the same letters he's describing by Kima Mitzvahs.
Mohusen Vatzmusen of the Kaiches. The Levushim Mohusen. The Levushim, which is not Mohus Vatzmus Anafesh. It's an activity. You put on tefillin. Which element of the Nefesh HaChiyunis is not Nichol B'Kedusha? The element of the Nefesh HaChiyunis that activates, that impels your arm and allows it to move.
Everything, Mamash, every component of Kaiches is involved in the process.
he didn't talk about the keichus of the nefesh of Bahamas. On the contrary,
the goof.
Hey, look, he asked even a shayla. He asked even a shayla. Hamutzah b'neiman in laman hey, yeah. So therefore, in Zumaniyah. No. That's what he struggles with. You have a shchin, does the shchin by there? Your midas are, doesn't want to do the mitzvah. That's why he's a bein in it. Talmud Teda, the Chabad itself, the Kayach of the Nefesh of Hamas, the Chachma bin Adas is now Nichol B'Kedusha. But when the Beinoni puts on tefillin or puts on mezuzah or does a mitzvah or is nizir from a leisasa, the Etzim Kayach wasn't Nichol B'Kedusha. It can be fakert. It's not disturbing it. It could be even resisting it. It's not controlling his life, but it could be resisting it. Even if it's not resisting it, it wasn't Nichol B'Kedusha. He said it in Chav Gimel. It doesn't say it there, but
it says
it's mashma that that's the word that there's a little bit of a hest upon him by mitzvahs. It's obviously relative kamuvan. It's bedakos, the dakos. I'm saying when in Chav Gimel he made that is chalkos.
I'll tell you why.
It's two types of yesh. Here the yesh is yesh mishayev, I love. Here the yesh is, it's his yesh. The yesh is a property of God.
What's your relative?
You're saying it's so there's that, the mitzvah of nefesh al which relative to the world is ayin, but it's yesh mishayev. There's mitzvahs which relative to ava is ayin, but relative to Torah there's some level of yesh. Again, it's a yesh that's a property of the Eibishter, in other words. He needs that yeshus for his mitzvah to be done.
It's like the will.
But it's the will, and I'm implementing the will.
I am not the will.
Right. I am not the will. The mitzvah is not the will. I implement the will, and so forth. Even the mitzvah is not the will. The mitzvah is in the, performing the mitzvah is not the will. The Torah is, I'm saturated with the will itself.
You said wisdom.
With the wisdom. It was like the mind with the nefesh and the hand with the nefesh.
Yeah.
Now, the Alter Rebbe in Perek Yud is mechadish another vart. It's not negeya here. That your machshava and dibur b'shas limudat Torah, since there's no hester, so your machshava and dibur, your thinking, your mind is functioning, assume the same quality of Hashem's machshava and dibur when there's no hester. Hashem also has machshava and dibur. He creates a world through dibur. But in his eyes, there's no world, because since there's no hester, it's totally absorbed in his intimacy. So there could be machshava and dibur, but it's nothing. Kula kamei kalei chashav. So he says, you're machshava and dibur. When you're learning Torah, there's no hester in your machshava and dibur. So you're machshava and dibur. I'm a yuchid with his mohuz v'atzmos. And they assume no name and no identity outside of his intimate presence. And that's Torah. And that's where the dveikus in Torah is mamish einayid mulvadei. If you're sensitive to the vibes, it's vibes, there's no vibes, there's nothing. Ain't no vade mamish.
But using your brain to work it out.
There could be machshava, there could be dibur. Hashem has machshava and dibur. Kulukameka lechashav, because there's no ester upon him. So you're using your brain and your understanding and you're working, and there's the deepest vekus. In mitzvah, you can't say that, because there's epis a hester, so there's identity. And therefore, there's identity, because there's a hester. It's an unbelievable word that he says in Perek Chav Gimel. My makkah to be makasher to be a perich of given with this is because the Rebbe writes on the word later we didn't learn kamesh kasev makam ache barichis. He writes in the Rishimus ulai the kavanas perich of gimel. Here he doesn't say it clearly. It's yumtik. Later years he wrote Torah parshas mishpatim, but in his Rishimus that he wrote in the early years in Berlin he wrote perich of gimel. But I'll call upon him Psamakra of Damidos. So it works well here because the Chayis in Meichen is much more Davuk with the Meichen. In other words, he and the Mitzvah are Fart Nifrit, semi Nifrit. tzedakos, tzedakos, tzedakos. Mitzvah is aver. In mitzvahs, it's where it gets realized, and in Torah, it's what gets realized. It's what gets realized is deeper. But the where is in mitzvahs, tachtena. Torah remains celestial. Torah is the dira, and mitzvahs is the tachtena, more relative. Interessant, the whole Ashkafas. The Yisrin here, Legabe Chav Gimel, is another Yisrin. In Chav Gimel, he teaches Tevar and the Malka and Kulachad, Legabe the person. When I do a mitzvah, I'm an aver to the Melech, and when I learn Torah, I'm Kulachad with the Melech. Why? For the same reason. Why am I an aver for the Melech? Again, I'm not the Ratzin. I implement the Ratzin. The Ratzin doesn't become connected with me. The I, my identity, my Kaychas, implement the Ratzin like we discussed before. In Torah, the Chachma itself saturates my brain. It fills my Machshava, my thought process. Your identity is molded by your awareness, by your understanding, and that is the Chachma itself. So it's kol echad, it's not just an aver for the ratzin. I'm not an aver for the ratzin, I am kol echad with the ratzin, with the chachma. That's what he said in Chav Gimel. Here he teaches the chilek legabe the eberster. Not evar in the malka legabe the gaver, legabe the eberster. Hashem with his mitzvahs is like the melech with the aver, like the nefesh with the aver. Hashem with his chachma is like the nefesh with the meichem. It's not just the inyan in me. I implement it, and there I'm one with it. I'm not just an implementator of it. Here he says, Lagabe the Eibishter, his presence in the mitzvah is different than his presence in Teda, which is a whole new vart. In Pedek He was b'chal another vart. In Pedek He also spoke of the whole mile of Teda. There the vart was makif and mukif. Mitzvahs are a lavush, Teda is a mazon. Just discussing the intellectual element of Teda. When you understand something, it permeates you totally. It's not just makif you, you're makif it. It becomes internalized within your system. And since it's godliness, so it's godliness becoming internalized within your system. Well, shaking mitzvahs, nothing becomes internalized within your system. You engage in a mitzvah. That's what he said there. Makif and Mukif. That's the intellectual mile of Torah. It has to be with it being intellectual. Not because the Chachma is more united with him than the Ratzon. It's a deeper Daig of Gilelikos. It could be the same Daig of Gilelikos. It could be even a greater Daig of Gilelikos. But Tzadik Gavra, you're united with it. It was also not the Vart and Pedach of Gimel that here you're implementing it and here you're becoming one with it. Even if in both you're becoming one with it. But the eifin, the you, is more present. In a way, pedike is the first step. The you is more present. You're more there. It's more pepidemius. In pedike of gimel, it's like about the etzem inyan. You're more present with the etzem inyan. It's not just about the you. In lamed hey, lamed zayin is already the deepest. These three prakim. Then these three prakamas.
To order additional MP3 CDs, call Heichal Menachem at 718-633-1076 or visit us at www.chasidus.com. That is C-H-A-S-I-D-U-S.com. SSIDUS.com.